Thomas Tommy Wright, and I am the chief of police for the Trenton Police Department.
All right, Chief Wright. So you guys have gone through your four meetings, and it has been approved to get the body cameras.
Well, we had we sought community input on this issue. We've been looking at body cams from a legal aspect and from a prosecutorial aspect and from a civil liability aspect for about 6 months. We formed a steering committee of community members, different people that were interested, and we had four meetings in September. Those meetings had the result of the committee deciding that they believe that we as Trenton law enforcement would benefit greatly and substantially by having body cams. Additionally, they have helped set up some fundraising efforts with more to come, and so we're progressing forward with trying to get the money to buy them.
Very good. What are some of the fundraisers that we can expect to see?
Well, we're getting ready to start a Kickstart program, which is a web-based fundraising. We are working on some public service videos that we'll be putting out, kind of showing the positives, and there is negatives to having body cams, but it also will encourage the public to participate in the community to understand why we would like to have them, why they're so beneficial to us, and hopefully that will solicit some good-sized donations.
Absolutely. Now, you said that you have already put together a couple of fundraisers. How much do you guys have put back so far?
Well, right now we're just under $1,000. Our goal is $15,000. That would equip each of us with a body cam, every commissioned police officer member of the Trenton Police Department, as well as members of the command staff. That will give each of us a body cam with an additional body cam or two on reserve in the event that one would go down. We would be able to assign one out while the other one's being repaired.
Now, I know that some police departments are having some issues with the body cameras they have right now. Some of them, their timestamps mess up if the battery dies, or it's not very good footage. It's not very defined, high def, if you'd like to say. What kind of cameras are you guys looking into, and what is the quality on those?
Well, I hate to name a brand at this point. There's two that have been head and shoulders above the rest, and that'll be a decision that we'll reconvene the committee and make a final decision on which one we will buy. There's a couple that we're still testing and evaluating. Obviously, we want the best quality camera. There's always going to be issues in terms of anything with technology, with time stamps and date stamps, and so that's something that we have to be diligent in monitoring. Body cams are not the panacea of everything law enforcement. They do pick up the majority of events that we have, and they do show a lot of really good perspective of what the policeman sees, but so often placement on uniform, lighting, other things will get in the way of them being a true and accurate representation. You can never fully take a camera and put it in to what the officer actually perceives. Officers sometimes will perceive danger that a body camera may not pick up. So those are all things that we have to educate the public and our officers about.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that. You can't get out of video what you can get in real life.
No, but it does give people an insight and a glimpse into what the situation was. It won't be the magic pill that fixes everything, but it'll certainly add some accountability and transparency. It will protect the city, the officers, and the community.
Now, when we had first discussed the body cameras and setting up the committees, one of the issues on the agenda for them to figure out was when your body cameras will be used. Did you guys come upon a conclusion for that?
We have not solidified anything. We have some recommendations. I don't think that body cameras can be used with every call. I think that it's too much in terms of costly storage. I think it sets the tone for officers not having any privacy. You know, we don't want body cameras rolling the minute they come to work. We don't want them rolling in the bathrooms, in the locker room when they're changing. So we have to be pretty cognizant of those things. But we're still working through some of those details, looking at some of the best practices, seeing what the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement has, what their recommendation is, what the recommendation of the International Association of Chiefs of Police, and even the ACLU.
Very good. Well, it sounds like you guys know what you're talking about and you're getting it done. Is there anything else that you would like to tell people?
You know, and anybody that would like to donate, we'd certainly appreciate both large and small donations. They can deliver a check or cash to me. They can send it to the Green Hills Regional Planning Commission on Main Street in Trenton. The check needs to be made out to Green Hills Rural Development Association, and all those donations will be a tax benefit for everyone.